USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The father of the Mustang, former auto industry leader Lee Iacocca, has died. As a child of poor Italian immigrants, Iacocca became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He rose to become the president of Ford Motor in December 1970. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A Seattle federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration on bond hearings for detained migrants. She says they're entitled to a hearing and a release. The attorney general was planning to keep them detained until their asylum cases were heard. The detention of migrant children across the country is getting advocates more angry, as well as lawmakers. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson toured a homestead facility and said the children could be released to relatives or even foster care.
We will shut this down. And because this does not have to be this way.
The alert level has been increased at the world's largest volcano in Hawaii. Christina Neal with the U.S. Geological Survey in Hawaii.
This is not an alarm to say that an eruption is imminent or even certain. But the volcano has been for some months now showing elevated earthquake activity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A total solar eclipse was visible in South America around Chile. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct, Einstein is a genius, and that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Nope. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.